I have received one-on-one coaching from Antonio for about 5 years now, and I would say that it has helped me in ways I never dreamed of. I am not the same person that I was 5 years ago. I'm not the same person that I was 12 months ago. I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of this week. And it's due in part to Antonio's patience and coaching. He has taken me to places. He has pushed me beyond what I wanted to be pushed. He has inspired me to be better. He has motivated me to be better. And he has walked me into the life that I have now. And I'm grateful for it. So I hope that you accept the challenge. You accept the challenge to be greater. You know, we struggle through life, and you don't have to struggle alone. Like, there are people out here that can help us get to the places that we dream of and the places we never would have imagined. And Antonio is definitely one of those people. So if you're looking for someone to guide you, just put you on the right path and give you tips and resources and encouragement along the way, I definitely recommend Antonio's one-on-one coaching.
All right. We definitely appreciate you for calling in. Tonight is a wonderful call, so we definitely appreciate you. Thank you for calling our Plant Better Mindset call. This call is designed to pour into you so you can pour into the lives of others. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr., and I will be your farming partner as we help you plant seeds that are worthy of the quality of the life in which you so desire. Let us go into the announcement period of our phone call. If this is your first time joining us, or if you have missed a couple of episodes, or maybe you simply just desire to know more about the Plant Better Mindset call, visit us at revtony.org, Plant Better. There you will find previous phone calls and sign up for our newsletter and be the first to receive updates and discount services to other products in which we provide. Again, that is revtony.org/plant better. The first 5 new subscribers who sign up tonight to Plant Better Mindset phone call will receive an email that allows you to download one of my most popular coaching series that will help you develop the mind of a wealthy person. Make sure you take advantage of this free and additional coaching opportunity as a thank you for being brave enough to call into this phone call and change the quality of your life. By calling into the Plant Better Mindset call, you have definitely made a difference in your life. This is an opportunity that's only available to new subscribers. But we also have a podcast called Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast. It's available on iTunes and Podomatic. To access either of these platforms, simply visit the iTunes store from your podcast app and search Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. If you miss any part of this phone call, don't worry. It will be available for download along with many different episodes and business topics and personal development tools. To follow Brick by Brick on Twitter, you can search on Twitter at Brick by Brick Pod. We also offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this call that at this very moment whose lives and incomes and relationships have drastically increased as a result of my one-on-one coaching. If you are interested in this call, in this coaching, email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if you and I are a great fit for one another. If you are on this call, get ready to change your life. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, or use your note app on your phone and take good notes. If you're on social media, if you're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever your favorite social media is, and you hear something that resonates with your spirit or speaks specifically to your situation, quote it and use the hashtag Plant better. Again, that if you hear something that resonates with your spirit or your particular situation, use the hashtag #PlantBetter and help everybody else receive this information. At this time, let us talk about our topic. Tonight, I want to spend the next hour with you talking about how to protect yourself against negative influences. How to protect yourself against negative influence. I'm going to give to you 8 different ways in which you can protect yourself from negative influences. Please understand that these 8 things are not original. I'm actually going to draw from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I will repeat that book because everybody needs to write this book down and get it as soon as possible. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It is the 2nd most printed book in the world next to the Bible. It was written around the Great Depression. It was written by Napoleon Hill, who authored the book by following millionaires and billionaires at that time, if you use inflation, millionaires and billionaires. He followed them and found the secrets to success and how they do. And I'm going to draw from that book and tell you how this book says you can avoid negative influences, and then I will add plenty of meat and gravy into it. 8 different ways I'm going to give to you how to avoid negative influences. One more time, you need to write down Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you can't afford it, I hope you go buy it, but if you can't afford it, you can actually Google the book for free because it's old enough that it has passed after the copyright laws. Number one, get ready to write. We got 8 different things. Let me give you one more disclaimer. I'm already a direct person. This is something that I am known for. This content is very direct and in your face. It is also something else I am known for. That being said, do not be surprised if I walk extremely hard, because this information is something in which you need to hear. Again, write down Think and Grow Rich. I got 8 things. This is going to hurt some of you. If at any time you tune out, you need to hear #3. #3, I will slow down and spend a lot of time on. So get ready. And if you know me, pray, because it's about to get extremely difficult in this place. #1. How to protect yourself against negative influences. #1, to protect yourself against negative influences, whether of your own making or the result of the activities of negative people around you, recognize that you have a willpower and put it to constant use until it builds a wall of immunity against negative influences in your own mind. I'm going to repeat this whole thing again, and I'll shorten it up for you note takers. To protect yourself against negative influences, whether of your own making or the result of the activities of negative people around you, recognize that you have a willpower and put it into constant use until it builds a wall of immunity against the negative influences in your mind. Here's the short version if you want to write that down. You have a willpower and you need to put it in constant use. Bottom line, you have a willpower and you need to put it in constant use. Most of you cannot avoid the negative influences in your life, and most of you are not avoiding the negative influences of your life. Therefore, if you're not avoiding the negative influences of your life, that also means you're not living the dreams of your life. That also means you're not at the quality of life of your life that you desire, and that also means your bank account is not where you desire it to be. Listen to me. If you are broke, it is simply because there's too much negative around you. Even if the negativity is you because you're too lazy, or you because you have too low self-esteem, or you because you don't think you deserve the quality of your life, the problem is your willpower. Life has never denied anyone who wanted something and was willing to die to go get it. life will not deny you if your willpower is strong enough. Here's a catchy way to say that. Your desire to win must be greater than your obstacles ahead if you're actually going to be victorious. So willpower and put it to constant use is the first thing you need to do to stop the negative influences in your life. Check your bank account. If you're broke, you're negative. If you, and this isn't about being rich, this isn't about being wealthy, this isn't about being any of those things, but what it does simply mean that I can literally, if you are not living your dreams, that's because you are negative in some way and thoughts become things. Everybody has the power to live their dreams. So now that you understand that, let me teach you how to safely guard your willpower. So I have seven things I want to say inside of this. Number one, okay? Here, number one, in safeguarding your willpower, guard yourself from willpower killers. Somebody listen to me. Listen, you need to understand the reason your willpower is low is because you're surrounded by willpower killers. That can be people, that can be places, that could be the TV shows you watch, that could be the news. Listen, some of you will have a good day until you put on the news station that you don't like, and immediately that news station knocks you completely off your rocker and you lose your willpower. Some of you, if you're anything like me, you love your favorite football team so much that when they lose, you have an entire bad week because your willpower is connected to your favorite football team's success, even if you don't want to admit or believe it so. Number one, guard yourself from willpower killers. A lot of you are sleeping with the people who are killing your willpower. Some of you are in family members. Some of you hang around the wrong family members, and they are killing your willpower. Some of you have too many bills, and that is killing your willpower. Guard yourself from willpower killers. Weightlifting is a great way to build muscle. It is equally as important to building muscle just as willpower lifting is important to build your willpower. What does that mean? If you got to go to the gym every day and work out to keep your muscle mass, then you have to read positive books every day to build your willpower mass. If you have to have a workout buddy to keep your weight at the way in which you desire it to be, then you need a willpower workout buddy to keep it the way you want it to be. If you have to eat healthy so you don't get a stomach that you do not desire to have, then you must also take in healthy environments and healthy emotions and healthy information to keep your willpower not having the stomach it has. You need to understand that your willpower is just like a muscle, and you need to use it every day. Those who are not working out their willpower muscle are those who are ill-affected by what is happening in your lives. Number two inside this, number one, use your imagination. Imagination is a powerful technique for improving willpower. Keep yourself in a constant state of cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is the state of having inconsistent thoughts, beliefs, or attitudes, especially as relating to behavioral decisions and attitude change. I know that's a bit difficult to understand. Let me break that down to you in a better way. Cognitive dissonance means I know I don't have what I have right now. I know I'm homeless. I know I don't have the bank account I have. I know I don't have the wife that I want. I know I don't have the husband I want. I know I haven't had the child that I want yet. I know I don't have the job that I want yet. But my mind is in a state of bliss because my mind is already at my breakthrough. My mind is already at my victory. So my situation that I'm in now has no power over me because my mind is already victorious. And if that doesn't make sense to you, let me say it this way. Your body will always follow where your mind has been. Somebody needs to help me in this place today. Your body can never go, can never travel, can never enter into a room that your mind has not entered first. You can't even take a shower with your body. You can't even clean your body until your mind takes the shower first. Somebody hear what I just said? Your body will never get into the shower, ever, 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 until your mind tells your body to get into the shower. Most of you are getting into extremely negative situations because your mind went there first and your body has no choice but to follow. Wherever the mind goes, the body must follow. You want to be successful? Your mind has to go to a successful place first. That is cognitive dissonance. That is what it is. Number three in that, think about something other than unwanted thoughts. I personally use motivational videos on YouTube. Matter of fact, if you're a caller who calls into this call early, you will hear that you'll hear a bunch of motivational stuff. Because here's the deal. Maybe you don't want to wake up this morning. You're tired. You don't want to get up. Guess what? Nobody wants to get up. There's not a single person on planet Earth that wants to get up at 3 in the morning, that wants to get up at 4 in the morning, that wants to get up at 5 in the morning, that wants to get up at 6 in the morning, that wants to get up at 6. Anybody in here, anybody listen to me over this phone, nobody in here wants to go to your job. Even if you love your job, you would much rather get to your job when you feel like it. None of us want to wake up, but you have to get your butt up because your success is not in laying down. Your success is getting up. So but you will continue to lay down all day long. You will continue to miss opportunities all day long if you repeat the negative thoughts inside your head that you do not desire. I hear you talking right now. You're saying, well, you know what, Tony, I get it, but you know what? She won't let me. It doesn't matter if she won't let you. You put your thoughts on you letting you, and you get to where you have to go, and anything that doesn't want you to be there will fall away. Number three, think about something other than unwanted thoughts. I personally use motivation videos on YouTube to do this. What does that mean? That simply means, no matter how you feel, you need to be pumping yourself with the thoughts that make you successful and not the thoughts that make you unhappy. Number four, inside of this number one, build millionaire habits. Yours, and this is a technical term, suck. Build millionaire habits. Yours, and my next word is a technical term, your habits suck. Build millionaire habits. You don't get to sit up here and try to be a millionaire and you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't get to be a millionaire if you watch TV more than you read books. You don't get to be a six-figure person if you're not doing six-figure things. You need to have a daily schedule, and you need to follow that daily schedule. I hear you. Why do I need to follow a daily schedule? I know what I have to do today. No, you don't, because you have to do. If you have a daily schedule, you actually schedule out things that will make you successful according to your dreams and the quality of life in which you want to achieve. But if you don't have a daily schedule, you will find out that you will be so busy throughout the day and you're busy doing absolutely nothing. It is quite possible, and most of you do it this way. You spend all your day busy and all your day frustrated and all your day constantly moving, and you're not moving towards your dream. You're moving side to side, just simply being busy. Stop being busy and be productive. If you be productive, then you'll be a millionaire. Number five inside of this, number one, stop trying to win in one day. Stop trying to win in one day. Be the greatest in your field for one constant minute and then repeat that minute. Listen, you're trying too big and you're trying too hard. You're trying to be a millionaire right now and then you get pissed off because you're not a millionaire on day one. You can't do that. You cannot. The journey is not given to the quick. It is given to the one who endures the race to the end. Warren Buffett didn't even make his first $1 million until he was 50. So listen, if you're sitting here right now, you're going, you know, it's too late for me. Warren Buffett, everybody loves Warren Buffett. Everybody wish they had Warren Buffett's money. He didn't start making it until he was 50. 50. So if you're less than 50 years old, no more excuses. Stop whining. I don't like whiners. Stop whining. Get up and go make this money because you deserve it. It's yours. And listen, this isn't about money, but here's the deal. You don't get to say that you understand prosperity and if you don't have money. You don't get to be a poor, righteous teacher. You don't get to have happiness and no source of income. You don't get to have happiness and can't drink water, clean water. You don't get to have those things if you claim to be truly happy. Happiness or prosperity works in all areas of life, not just the area you choose for it to work in. That means you can't be rich, but all your relationships have friction in them. That's not prosperity. That's something different. You can't have healthy relationships, but you can't afford to eat a sandwich whenever you want to. That's not prosperity. That's something completely different. Okay, so here we go. Number six inside this, number one. Willpower works best when it's yours, not someone else's. Be yourself. Listen, your willpower will get you things that would never be able to get by anybody else. But if you keep living somebody else's life, if you keep living a life that somebody else wants you to live, if you keep trying to have my personality and my willpower, listen, I can't be you. I'm direct and forward, and it works for me. And people tell me all the time, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. But guess what? It works for me. If I sit up here and try to be cuddly and a nice teddy bear, and which I know how to do, and every time I need to do it, but if I'm not genuinely me, then I can't genuinely experience success. And if I can't genuinely experience success, then I can't be happy. And if I can't be happy being me, then what the hell is there? You must, at some point in your life, be genuinely you. Because without being you, there is nothing that you can do that's worth living for. Number seven inside this, number one, have a plan and stay away from situations that mess your plan up if possible. Have a plan and then stay away from situations that mess your plan up if possible. That is it in number one. I'll repeat number one, the total number one, so you can do it. I'll repeat the short version. You have willpower and put your willpower to constant use and build a wall of immunity around you so it does not affect your mind. Number two, big number two, and how to protect yourself against negative influence. Recognize the fact that you and every other human being are by nature lazy, indifferent, susceptible to all suggestions which harmonize you with your weaknesses. Listen to that. I'm going to repeat it again. Recognize the fact that you and every other human being on planet Earth are by nature lazy, indifferent, and susceptible to all suggestions which harmonize with your weaknesses. What does that mean? That simply means no matter how good you think you are, you're dirty, you're grimy, and you're lazy. And if you don't do something about it, you will stay in that state and you will never be successful. Let me prove that to you from a scientific standpoint. Let's do it this way. I want you to imagine yourself that you just hopped out of the bathtub. And I want you to get in the tub. I don't want you to take a shower. I want you to get in the tub. Get in the tub. You rinse everything off. When you get out the tub, you, I don't care who you are, there's going to be a ring around that tub. That just brings me to a side point just for a second. Ain't no sense of you being racist or not hating people because you leave the same ring around the tub that everybody else leaves around the tub. We're all carbon-based creatures. If you don't leave a ring around the tub, then you can look down to other people. But as long as you leave a ring, somebody please hashtag this here. As long as you leave a ring around the tub, you're not better than anybody else on planet Earth. So think about this for a second. You leave a ring around the tub and then you do nothing all day long. You sit on the couch. And then guess what happens? When you get off the couch and you go into the bed, you go into the bathroom again, the next day to take a bath and you didn't do anything, you're still going to leave a ring around the tub. Why? Because you're always dying, your body's always shedding, and it's always in its weaknesses. You have to do something about it. You naturally do not want to wake up this morning. You will wake up, but then you don't want to read. You don't want to read. You want to watch Netflix. You don't want to work out. You want to eat that candy bar. You don't want to forgive the person that just hurt you. You want to cuss them out. And so all of us are susceptible to not loving or not doing the right thing. And the only, it's natural to do the wrong thing. It's unnatural to do the right thing. If you don't believe that, just think about it. Your first reaction when someone does you wrong is for you to respond. There's a fight or flight. It's for you to respond. Your first reaction is never to forgive someone who has done you wrong. So here is how you can overcome your weaknesses. I got 9 things. I don't need commentary to them. I'll just speak them to you as it is. Number one, inside this, number two, build relationships and trust with other strong people. Build relationships and trust with other strong people. You will never be successful hanging around weak people. Now, that doesn't mean to talk about people, but if you're racing me and I run very slowly, you'll always beat me. But if you put yourself in a position in which you're always racing against Olympic racers, you may not win, but you will always get faster and faster and faster because the caliber of person you're running against will always make you better. Makes no sense for you to sprint next to me the 100-yard dash when you could be doing it next to Usain Bolt. Makes no sense. But you have to want it, or strong people will not let you attach yourself to them. Listen, strong people, strong-willed people, they're not stupid. They know when weak people come around them and only want weakness. I said this in one of my meetings, and somebody, they laughed at me when I said this here, but I'll say it here on this phone call, and I guess I'll just be highly inappropriate. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Section 8 for food stamps. I'm everybody needs help. Nobody starts off at the same level, no matter what people want to tell you about. What is wrong is that Section 8 or food stamps is your final destination. That's not somebody that you need to be hanging with. You need to be hanging with them. That doesn't mean you need to have a final destination of being a millionaire, but you need to have a final destination that is something worth leaving your children. When you die, you can't leave your food stamp to your children. When you die, you cannot leave your Section 8 to your children. That is not something that is yours. Therefore, it's not something that can be inherited. Have a daily schedule. I said that already. In order for you to overcome your weaknesses, have a daily schedule. Look back on every day and celebrate the good only. Do not look at the bad. If you want to overcome your weaknesses, don't focus on the bad. Look back at the good of the day and celebrate those things only. Move inside of your strength and stop operating in your weaknesses. I just got a message. Somebody said didn't catch number 3. So I'll repeat these two. Inside number 2, I'll repeat them. Number 1, build relationships with other people, with other strong people. Number 2, have a daily schedule. And number 3, look back on every day and celebrate the good only. Now, these are the numbers inside the big number 2. Number 4 inside this big number 2, move inside your strength and stop operating in your weaknesses. Number 5, be honest about where you are and accept it. You cannot move past where you do not want to be if you never accept where you are. There are too many of you negative doo-doo cloud people over this phone call or people that you may know that do not want to accept the fact that you have a drug addiction just like the people that you look out and have drug addiction. Your drug addiction may not be crack, cocaine, heroin, or whatever, but your drug addiction will always be the emotional space in which you're accustomed to hanging around. So that means, if you're always addicted to anger, that is your drug addiction. And until you realize and accept, I have an anger problem, you can never get over your anger problem. Number 5, I'll repeat it. Be honest about where you are and accept it. You cannot move past where you do not want to be if you never accept where you are. Number 6, ask yourself, does this always happen to me? Most of us are tripped up by the same weaknesses again and again. I know I am. I know this happens, but looking back at my career, this is just how it happened to me. Listen, if you keep making the same mistake, if people say the same thing about you. If everybody keeps saying you're mean, you're probably mean, or you probably think you all that, or you're probably jealous, or whatever it is. If everybody keeps saying the same thing about you, then that is a problem that you have. Stop blaming them and blame you. Now, some of you are going, well, ain't nobody saying nothing about me. That's because you don't hang around anyone. And if you're not hanging around anyone, and you are the leader in your own circle, and you, especially, let me talk to my women folk real quick, because y'all not going to like this here. I don't hang with nobody, especially them females. They all that. Listen, I get that sounds very good in the hood, or I get that sounds good on reality TV, but listen, if you don't hang around anybody, that means nobody is making you better, and by default, you are a loser. Listen to what I just said. If you do not have any friends, any mentors, any associates, not a small group at church, if nobody in your life can make you better, then by default, you are worse. Listen, if you get to the top, if you're number one in your field and you get to the top and you stop and trying to improve, you're actually going backwards. Why are you going backwards? I'll tell you why. Because there's always somebody like me shooting for the top. And if you're not constantly going to the top as you are at the top, then therefore you're going backwards. If you are the strongest person in your crew, if you're the only person in your crew, by default, you are a loser. And the next time you have a problem, deal with it, because you are actually your biggest problem, because you don't have a positive influence. You cannot pour into others because you have not been poured into yourself. Number seven inside this number two, you don't. Man, I know y'all not feeling like this here. Number seven, made myself laugh. Number seven, you don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who have made it. You have not. Get your butt up and do some work. I'll repeat number seven. Number seven is very simple. You don't deserve rest. You don't deserve a break. Rest is for people who have made it. If you have not made it, get up. Work. Your kids are counting on you. Number eight, learn the lesson that your weaknesses are trying to teach you, or you will be forced to learn the lesson until you learn it or die. Listen to what I just said. Your weaknesses are trying to teach you a lesson. Until you learn that lesson, your weaknesses are going to teach it to you over and over and over again until you either learn it or until you die. Makes no sense for one weakness to make you poor and die, and you never get to the quality of life in which you love or so desire. Number nine, and I'm getting some funny messages on my little phone. Number nine, you need to understand this here. Love your weaknesses. Now, I know this goes against the grain, and I get that, and that's okay. But let me explain this here very simply. Love your weaknesses. If you don't love the fact that you found a weakness and celebrate it, it's more likely that you will go back and find another one. Don't skip this step. Learn to be happy about finding your weaknesses. Learn to be happy about finding your low self-esteem. Then you can do something about it. Learn to be happy about finding what's wrong with you. Then you can do something about it. Let's go to number three, the big number three. Big number three, big number three. This is what I told you I was going to slow down on, right? I want to slow down here because you need to hear this here, right? Number three, recognize that you are by nature susceptible to all six basic fears and set up habits for the purpose of counteracting all these fears. Let me shorten that up for you. Recognize that you're susceptible to all six basic fears and make a plan to counteract the symptoms of each fear. I'll say it a third time for note takers. This is the number three. Recognize that you are susceptible to all six basic fears and make a plan to counteract those fears. Let's identify these fears. And listen, guys, if you hear nothing else, hear this. You've made it to this. You've attracted this phone call. You've made it to this phone call. You've gotten to this moment in life because life, universe, God, I don't care what you want to call it, Allah, trees, mosquitoes, whatever you worship or don't worship, whatever it is, you got here to this moment because something much bigger than you wanted you to hear this here. I'm getting ready to identify to you the six basic fears of life. And I'm going to help you recognize the symptoms, and it's your job to make a plan to counteract these symptoms. Number one, the number one basic fear of life is the fear of poverty. Somebody please write that down. The fear of poverty. The number one basic fear of life is the fear of poverty. There can be no compromise between poverty or riches. The two roads that lead to poverty and riches travel in opposite directions. If you want riches, you must refuse to accept any circumstance that leads towards poverty. Man, I just made myself happy. If you want riches, you must refuse to accept any circumstance. Let me put some dialogue here. You must refuse to accept any circumstance, any person, any husband, any wife, any cousin, any family, any brother, any whoever. You must resist everybody that does not lead towards your riches. Here are the symptoms of poverty. Indifference. Indifference is commonly expressed through lack of ambition. I don't care. Lack of ambition. Willingness to tolerate poverty. Acceptance of whatever compensation life may offer without protest. That means I can pay you whatever I want and you don't have a problem. Mental or physical laziness. Lack of initiative, imagination, enthusiasm, and self-control. Another sign of poverty, a symptom of poverty. Besides, so the number one, there's one sign of poverty, it's indifference, right? A symptom of poverty is indifference. Another one, indecision, okay? Indecision, the habit of permitting others to do one's thinking, staying on the fence. Listen, if you can't decisively make a decision, you would never be rich. You would never reach your dreams. Indecisive people will always work for people like me. It's not my job to make you rich. It is my job for you to make me rich. It's never your employer's job to make you rich. It's your job to make the employers rich. I hope that hurts your feelings. It's the truth. You need to understand it. Another thing inside of symptoms of poverty, doubt, generally expressed through alibis and excuses designed to cover up, explain away, or apologize for one's failure, sometimes expressed in the form of envy from those who are successful by criticizing them. Another one, worry, usually expressed by finding fault with others, a tendency to spend beyond one's income, neglect of personal appearance, scowling and frowning and intemperance in the use of alcoholic drinks, sometimes through the use of narcotics, nervousness, lack of poise, self-consciousness, a lack of self-reliance. Another one inside the lack of the symptoms of poverty, over-caution. Somebody please listen to this one. The habit of looking for the negative side of every circumstance, thinking and talking of the possible failure instead of concentrating upon the means of succeeding, knowing all roads lead to disaster, but never searching for plans to avoid failure, waiting for the right time to begin putting ideas into action. Listen, until waiting becomes a permanent habit. A lot of you are waiting for the right time until your waiting becomes a permanent behavior for you. Procrastination is another thing of the fear of poverty. Procrastination, the habit of putting off until tomorrow that which should be done last year, spending enough time and creating alibis and excuses to have not done the job. This symptom is closely related to overcaution, doubt, worry, refusing to accept responsibility when it could be avoided, willingness to compromise than to put up a stiff fight for your worth. Too many of you are so afraid of being poor that you compromise your worth instead of putting up a fight to get what you deserve. Number two inside of this here, number three, right? So the number one of the six basic fears, the number one basic fear was poverty. The number two basic fear is the fear of criticism. I'll just clap because at this time I just lost half of my phone call because I talked about criticism, right? The fear of criticism. The fear of criticism robs man of his initiative, destroys his power of imagination, limits his individuality, takes away his self-reliance, does him damage in hundreds of ways. What are the symptoms of criticism? I'm glad you asked. Self-consciousness, generally expressed in nervousness, timidness, conversation and meeting strangers, awkward movement of the hands, limbs, and shifting of the eyes. Another one, lack of poise, expressed through lack of voice control. How can I invest in you and you're not even confident enough to talk to me like I'm a human being? Personality. People who fear criticism have a personality that's lacking firmness and decision. So that means that your personality is always like a coward and nobody would ever hire you to be a leader because you're so afraid of the criticism that you are dying in your cowardliness. Inferiority complex. Here's a good one that men struggle with by far. The habit of expressing self-approval by word of mouth and by actions as means of covering up feeling of inferiority. Using big words to impress others, often without knowing the real meaning of words. You ever met somebody that got out of jail? Come on, somebody help me now. Somebody help me. Oh, I'm doing too much today. You know, you understand what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, man, I don't participate in all that stuff. Listen, all these things are signs of people who have inferiority complexes. The little man inside the big truck, overcompensating for things that it is. Extravagant. People who have fear of criticism have a habit of trying to keep up with the Joneses, spending money beyond their income. Since you don't want to be criticized, you are trying to always be on point. You got $1,000 shoes on with $2,000 jeans on, and you got a $10,000 TV in your living room, but your account says -$323.75 in your bank account because you're trying to keep up with them because you don't want to be criticized. So you pull up with your shiny BMW into an apartment complex with no garage. Shame on you. It's because you have an inferiority complex, and you have an issue with criticism. Lack of initiative, lack of ambition. All these things lead to, are symptoms of the inferiority complex, are symptoms of the fear of criticism. So what are the six basic fears? I gave you two of them, the fear of poverty and the fear of criticism. Here's number three, the fear of ill health. This affects just about everybody on this phone call. Fear of ill health, you'll find it's an auto-suggestion. What does that mean? Speaking things into existence. The habit of negative use of self-suggestion by looking for, expecting finding symptoms of some kind of diseases. These are the people who walk around saying, I have a headache, but the doctor can't find anything wrong with you. That's because you don't have nothing wrong with you. You actually have the fear of ill health. You think your body's going to slip on you, so you make up disease. I know people. This is all I've got you. I know people who were not pregnant, but wanted to be pregnant so bad to keep a man that their body literally went through the changes of being pregnant. I know I can think of five people. Their body literally went through the changes of being pregnant, and they literally gained weight, and they had morning sicknesses only to go to the doctors only to find out they were never pregnant. Yeah, I paused because I know that was terrible, right? You need to understand, a lot of you are making yourself sick. The habit of making a bid for sympathy, using imagery. Listen, the number three fear of the one, number three basic fear is the fear of ill health. Number four basic fear is the fear of loss of love of someone. The fear of loss of love of someone. Most of you jump from relationship to relationship to relationship, and you don't even know who you are because you spend all your life inside of a relationship. Most of you jump from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship, and you don't even know who the heck you are because you spend so much time building somebody else up that you never have the courage to dress yourself and build yourself up. The fear of losing love. How does this look? Jealousy. The habit of being suspicious of friends and loved ones that without any reasonable evidence, you literally think somebody is cheating. And you think everybody's going to cheat on you, and they're always going to cheat on you, and they're always going to do you wrong. Why? You have no evidence, but it's always going to happen because this always happens to me. Jealousy is a form, scientifically, jealousy is a form of dementia, which sometimes becomes violent without the slightest cause. the habit of accusing a wife or husband of infidelity without grounds, general suspicion of everybody. You don't like anybody because everybody is going to hell and you're the only saved person on planet Earth. Finding fault in other people, the habit of finding fault. Gambling. A lot of people who have a fear of losing love have a gambling problem. The habit of gambling, stealing, cheating, or otherwise taking hazardous chances. A lot of you are cheating on your spouse right now. A lot of you are cheating on your significant other, not because you have a sex addiction, because you suffer from the fear of losing love. So you, since you suffer from losing love, you would rather hurt him or her before they hurt you. A lot of you live your lives that way. Number five, inside the five basic fears, the fear of old age. Simple, no need for explanation. Some of you are so scared, so afraid to get old, and I used to suffer from this. Some of you are so afraid to get old or to get older that you buy clothes that are too tight. Stop that. You buy clothes that are, you run around here with matching shirts. And look, even young kids don't wear the shorts with the stripes and the shirt with the same stripes that match. Listen, stop. If you're 40, dress like you're 40. If you're 60, dress like you're 60. If you're 50 and you're still going to the club, stop. It's over. It's done. Stop. Stop. That's your fear of losing old age. And instead of you reading a book, you're in the time being a club. Listen, and as a matter of fact, somebody's not going to like this one. Stop going to the club with your child. If you're in, listen, if all the kids are going to Instagram because too many grown-ups are on Facebook, how do you feel about when you walk inside the club? I'm done. I'm done with that one. Number six basic fear is the fear of death. The fear of death, general symptoms of fear of death. The general symptoms of fear of death are a habit of thinking about dying instead of making the most out of life. Generally, or lacking purpose or lacking a suitable occupation. Most of you are staying in a job that you hate or you can't stand because you have this fear of death. If I leave, I don't know what's going to happen. Child, I don't know what's going to do. I'm not going to live my life. Listen, live your life. Death is going to happen to us all. Deal with it. Death will happen. Deal with it. Now enjoy life. The only thing you can do about death is actually do it. We all have to die. So stop giving death power and give death. The only thing you do have death is have a burning desire for achievement backed by useful service to others. That's the only thing you can do. The only thing you can do. Recognize, okay? So here's number four inside this here. Number four, the big number four, right? The big number four. Let me repeat those six symptoms. So number three was everybody has a basic fear of some six basic fears. So number one inside of number three was fear of poverty. Then there was fear of criticism. Then there was fear of ill health. Then there was fear of loss of love of someone. Then there was a fear of old age. And number six, there's a fear of death. Let's move right along. Number four, the big number four of how to guard yourself from negative influences. Recognize that negative influences often work on you through your subconscious mind. Therefore, they are difficult to detect. And keep your mind closed against all people who depress or discourage you in that way. Let me shorten that up for you. Number four, stay away from negative people. Did you hear that? I know I have you muted, but I hope you're... Number four, if you... Listen, it's common sense. How to protect yourself from negative influences? Super simple. Stay away from negative people. Here are the eight negative people you need to avoid. Listen, the eight negative people that you need to avoid. This is going to bless your whole life. This is worth the whole price of the phone call, which was absolutely free. Here are the eight negative people that you need to avoid. Number one, the drama queen or king. You need to, if you want to be happy, avoid the drama king or queen. Number two, the person you have tried to please over 100 times and have failed. Number two, I hope I'm liberating somebody with number two, okay? As a matter of fact, number two, when I read number two again, I want you to hashtag that Kanye shrug, okay? Everybody knows Kanye West. And last phone call, I said y'all need to have some Kanye confidence. Well, here's a new one, Kanye shrug. Number two, the person you have tried to please 100 times and failed, listen, they don't like you. Forget them. They're making you depressed, and your life does not evolve or revolve around them. If they don't like you by now, they're never going to like you. Stop doing things to please them. Make money and make them hate you all the way to depositing your big check inside your bank account. Hashtag Kanye Shrugged. Number three, the naysayer who always kills your dream and your spirit. You're surrounded by people who kill your dream and kill your spirit. Avoid them. Number four, the manipulator. Number five, the person who keeps convincing you that you are not good enough. You got somebody in your life convincing you you're not good enough? Avoid them, period. Number six, the person who refuses to forgive you for your mistakes. You have somebody that doesn't forgive you? Avoid them. Leave them alone. Listen, some of you are married. The people who won't forgive you. Whew. Yeah. Deal with that one, okay? Number six, the person who refuses to forgive you, forgive you for your mistakes. Number seven, your inner wimp. Kill the inner wimp in you or avoid the inner wimp in you by feeding him or her with YouTube videos that keep you pumped up. Listen, your inner wimp will tell you what not to do. Number eight, the person who wants you to be someone else. If you have somebody in your life that wants you to be their ex-boyfriend, you have somebody in their life that wants you to be their ex-wife, you need to get rid of them immediately. You need to get rid of the person that wants you to be somebody else in order for you to meet their expectations. If you're, listen, here's how this looks in the real world. Ooh, I'm going to walk hard. I show up. I don't even apologize. Let me stop first. This is how this looks in the real world. You married. You gain weight. Your spouse wants you to lose weight. They want you, they're effectively wanting you to be somebody else, whether it's the old you or the new you or the used to be you or the person they secretly got a crush on. Get rid of them. Drop they buttocks and leave them alone. If you're married, different circumstance, but you do have some choices to make. Listen, understand this here. Stop being with people who want you to be someone else, even if that means you're an overweight, underweight, sideways weight, you got gray hair. I don't care. If they don't like who you are, screw them. I couldn't find a good, better term than that. Number five, the big number five, the big, I told you I was going to walk hard today. I have no choice, right? The big number five, the big number five. Clean out your medicine chest. Throw away all those pills and stop pandering to colds, aches, pains, and imaginary illnesses, right? Throw away all that medicine. Now, here's the deal. Now, some of you, you got heart paces and stuff. I'm not talking about this big medicine. I am. So let me give you a story right here. So I just went to the doctor last week. The doctor said, listen, son, you overweight. And then the doctor said, I see some signs of diabetes. And the doctor tried to give me some medicine. I said, hold on, doc. Hold on just for one second. Is this genetic? No, it's not genetic. I can lose weight. Yeah, you can lose weight. But fine, I don't need no medicine. I'm just going to lose weight. That simple. Why would I, first off, buying your pill every 30 days is money out my pocket. It ain't making me money. It's making the drug company money for number one. Number two, why would I let you give me a pill to make me lazy? Get your butt up, Tony, talking to myself, and work out. Don't take a pill. Work out. Period. Work out. Does that make sense? Stop taking medicine because you're lazy. Take medicine because you actually need it. Does that make sense? All right, number six. Number six, and the big number six, deliberately stick the company of who influenced you. Excuse me. Deliberately stick the company of people who influence you to think and act for yourself. Deliberately stick the company of people who force you, encourage you to think and act for yourself. Successful people hang out with other successful people. Hungry people cannot get fed around people who have excuses. I'm going to repeat that. Successful people hang out with other successful people. Hungry people cannot get fed around people who have excuses. Listen. Some of y'all are hungry as hell over this phone right now. You hungry. You want it. You want it. Like, you hungry. You said, I had enough. I'm hungry. And then you go home. and your hunger gets put out, right? You know, you have to, listen, if you can't get divorced, but you shouldn't, I'm just saying, you need to go hang around somebody or read a book or get you an imaginary mentor, do something, get a phone call, make me your mentor over this phone call. Start saying, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is my mentor. Ain't hungry. I'm hungry. I got everything I want and everything I ever asked for, and I want more. Period. Point. But if there's a, if you say somebody is out there doing good, I want to do good just like this, but I want to do it my own way. Successful people can only be successful around other people, and hungry people cannot get fed around people who have no excuse. Now, listen to this here. Listen to this here. The next one is going to hurt your feelings. It might make you laugh a little bit. Stop being mad at people who can't even afford to buy you breakfast. Hashtag plant better. Stop being mad at people who can't even afford to buy you breakfast. Hashtag Kanye confidence. Hashtag Kanye shrug. Y'all stop letting people make you mad that can't even buy you breakfast. If they talking about you and can't buy you breakfast, you better start ignoring them. Your job is to be happy. Stop being mad at, stop trying to please people who can't even afford to buy you breakfast. Stop. You're hurting yourself. Number seven, the big number seven, the big number seven. Do not expect troubles as they have a tendency not to disappoint. Right? You hear that? Don't expect trouble because troubles never disappoint. If you go looking for dirt, that's exactly what you're going to find. If you expect that you're going to have a bad day, that's exactly what you're going to have. Here's how you stop expecting trouble all the time. Remember, thoughts become things. Four things I want you to do. If you want to stop expecting trouble all the time, there's four things I want you to do. Here's it. Start focusing on the gray area between the extremes. It's either you're either thinking, oh, my God, it's the worst thing ever possible, or this is the best thing ever possible. Live inside the realistic gray area. You probably won't go home and do some stupid stuff, and you probably won't go out and be a gazillionaire, but somewhere in the middle is probably where you may land. Deal with that, accept it, and that's okay. Number two, stop looking for negative signs from others. Too often we jump to conclusions only to cause ourselves and others unnecessary worry, hurt, or anger. If someone says one thing, don't be mean to them and say something else. If somebody listens to what people, if somebody said something, don't think they said something else. Here's the most important one that I get all the time because I don't talk much except for on this phone call and the people that I know. If they say nothing at all, don't assume their silence has some hidden or negative connotation. Their silence is just silence. Successful people are actually silent. They don't talk because they're actively listening to what you want to say. Number three inside this here, evaluate and eliminate unreasonable rules and expectations. Listen, here's what I'm saying. You 45 years old and you still trying to find a man with no kids, you might want to back up just a little bit, okay? At some point at 45, You might want to drop your standards just a little bit. Now, have high standards, right? Here's the deal. Make sure your standards match your future self-worth, right? So don't make – listen. Oh, man. Here's the deal. Man, you know it's bad when I'm making myself laugh. Here's the deal. Have high standards. And have standards of the person that you want to be in the future. But don't go no further than that, okay? Don't go and have standards that even you wouldn't even date, okay? Don't do that. Number four inside of that. Rejection is not failure. It's not the end. Here's the most important thing I have said on this phone call. It's coming next. I'll slow down so you can write it down. In the end, everything will be okay. If it's not currently okay, it is not the end. I'll say that again. In the end, this is the most important thing I've said on this phone call. In the end, everything will be okay. If it's not currently okay, this is not the end. I'm going to say it one more time. I really want you to write that down. In the end, everything will be okay. If this is currently not okay, baby, homeboy, boo-boo, it's not the end. If your life is not okay, it's not the end. Get up. You have another option. Dust yourself off. Number eight, and finally, this is done with the phone call. Number eight, without doubt, the most common weaknesses of all human beings is the habit of leaving their minds open to negative influence of other people. This weakness is all the more damaging because most people do not recognize that they are cursed by it. And many who acknowledge it neglect or refuse to correct the evil until it becomes an uncontrollable part of their daily habits. Let me shorten that up for you. Most of you don't realize that you are negative. Number eight, most of you don't realize that you are negative. Let me give you a word of encouragement as we end this phone call. I can't control what you do. I can only plant seeds inside of you, which is why this phone call is plant better. Here's what I know for sure. Let's back up into what I just told you about in the end. In the end, everything will be absolutely okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Stop complaining. Get up. If you're alive, life, universe, God, whoever, gave you an opportunity to do something different. If it's not the end, if it's the end, it'll be okay. But if it's not okay, it's not the end. You're negative. You may not realize you're negative, and that's okay. Here's the wonderful thing. It doesn't take talent to be positive. It takes discipline. And the wonderful thing about discipline, every discipline can be learned. I sure hope you learned something from this phone call. Every phone call, I try to put a full book of information packed inside these phone calls so you can make your life better. Here's the deal. Some of you are thinkers, and that's good. Some of you are doers, and that's good. Some of you are thinkers and doers, and that's great. Here's what's not good, only being a thinker. You now have to take all this information, and you have to put it into action. Knowledge is not power. Applied and organized knowledge is power. If you miss anything from this phone call, don't panic. Go subscribe to the podcast, Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. You will find it on this podcast in about a week or so. The other phone calls are on there right now. I can't tell you what to do. I hope you love your life. If you don't, I'm sorry, but that's okay. If you love it or if you hate it, the one thing I can tell you to do, if you plant better, you will enjoy it. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. And then give it back to others. Brick by brick.